Well, good morning once again, and may God bless you today as you you've taken time to call in to the Daily Inspiration this morning. I want to bless you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, and I trust that He will reward you for seeking Him. I'd like to talk to you a little bit this morning about fathers and the role that we have, and I don't know who I'm actually reaching this morning. I don't know who's called in and listening, but I'm taking a risk that there would be some fathers that are listening, and I just want to share some things that the Lord has put on my heart recently, and I believe will be a blessing to you. And maybe you are just a young man and not a father yet. I don't know. Maybe God will give you a wife and children someday, but these are things that maybe to keep in your heart to ponder, because I think it's a message for our day and our time. I'm going to be reading out of Malachi, and it'll be the third chapter here. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, and that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old, and in the former years. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against sorcerers, and against adulterers, and against false swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, and I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers ye are gone away from mine ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even the whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? Ye have said, it is vain to serve God, and what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? And now when you call the proud happy, they that work wickedness are set up, yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord, and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall stumble, and the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall, and ye have tread down, and ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto you, unto him in Horeb, for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. And I just wanted to remind you now, this is Malachi, it's the last book in the Old Testament. This is the last prophet that the people would have heard from for many, many years. It was silence after that. And these are the things that God left them with, and he told them the Messiah was coming, that there is going to be a coming time when the Lord will come, and he's going to send a messenger to prepare the way. And it says that this messenger, right at the very last of the verse we read there in chapter 4, says he's going to turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. And God was giving word to the people, saying, you have robbed me, you have not brought the tithes into the storehouse, you have not kept my commandments, you have not walked in my ways, and you don't even know it. And you say, how have we done it? And God proceeds to explain how that all took place. But there were some that feared the Lord, and they spoke to one another, and the Lord, he listened and heard, and says a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. There's a people that were seeking after the Lord, even in the midst of this time when many were not seeking God at all. They were walking in their own ways. They were rebelling against God, and they weren't looking to him as a nation, but there were some that were looking to God, and God remembers that, and he blesses them. He says, to you that fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. And God has a blessing for those that seek him, those that are willing to take him at his word and to obey him, to look at his commandments and to put them into practice. And there's a remnant of people that were doing that, and God was blessing them. And then he told them, I'm gonna send you a prophet to prepare the way. And I want to just read to you in here, because in the book of John we read a bit about that prophet. I'll read John chapter 1. And it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake, He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And his fullness have we all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites to Jerusalem to ask him, Who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, What then? Art thou Elias? And he said, I am not. Art thou that prophet? And he answered, No. Then they say unto him, Who art thou? That we may give answer to them that sent us. What sayest thou thyself? And he said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. And they which were sent were of the Pharisees, and they asked him and said unto him, Why baptizest thou then, if thou be not Christ, nor Elias, nor that prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you, whom you know not. He it is, who, coming after me, is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Beth Araba, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. You see, John was that messenger that was sent from God. He sent John to bear witness of the light that was coming, the light of the world, Jesus Christ. And God was doing the work in the heart of men and even all his people. But it says in, remember we read in Malachi there, that God was going to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers. And that, I believe, is something that God wants to speak to us even today, that God wants to do a work in the midst of us with our families. And I want to encourage you, dads, I want you to look to the Lord and seek him for help and strength, that your hearts could be turned to your children and your children's hearts to you, that you could convey to them and pass on to the next generation a good heritage of Christian godliness in the home. Dads, there's a tremendous responsibility on you. It's more than we can bear. We're not able to even do it all. But that's the beauty of it, is we can cry out to the Lord and he will help us and give us strength, and he'll make our hearts grow fond towards our children and them towards us. If we seek him and we put him first in our lives, those things fall into place. And I just want to encourage you, dads, today that you might just take some time to spend with your children, especially your sons if you have sons. Just spend time with them. Be a dad to them. Be a father to them, and let them know that you care. And teach them about our Heavenly Father. And give them the instruction that is necessary for them to grow up in godliness. And that's my encouragement to you today, and hopefully that will be a blessing to you. I know that's something that God has put on my heart to do. Sometimes I get very busy, and the things of life get very consuming. But it's time to stop and say, hey, wait a minute. I need to be a daddy today and not forget that I have children that God has given me. And I need to pour into their lives and to bless them. And so I'd encourage you to do the same today. Look to the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our Savior. God bless you.